Hello, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is John over at Local Splash. How you doing there, sir?
I'm okay, John. Just getting off to a worried start here.
Yeah, I was writing some notes over here, man. I wanted to give you a call just in case here as well, too. Something I read regarding on the website? What's going on here?
Yeah, let's see. First off, the keywords looked like it was a pretty good spread, but they don't have anything in there, and I'm concerned that they don't have anything for high-reach equipment. That's what we specialize in, and that's what we can charge high dollars for, anything that's high-reach. But all I see is in the reference for high-reach cleaning.
As far as your keywords?
Yeah, as far as keywords. And then there's also, let's see, I didn't have the stuff in front of me, but yeah, there's some other things too, that I'm afraid the point was getting lost on.
Okay. So I understand stuff. I call you off the off moment here, but I personally wouldn't call you. So when it comes to your keywords, it's fully customizable. So when it comes to those, either you or have us completely however you would like to modify these, right? So let us know, like I said, in order for us to make that part work, I mean, that's very flexible. I mean, so the words that we have on there are the ones that I have went over with you, but that just doesn't mean you're married to that those keywords, right? So you can change them out anytime, or you have our guys change them out for you, however you like. So just be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want you to feel like that's something that's it. That's a done deal. No, no, not at all. Also, as far as website, though, this is the one thing that concerned me, just reading through the notes a little bit. So do you own that domain, or does someone else own that?
I do. Okay. It was a company, and I think their name was Stay Listed or something. They're supposed to do what you guys are proposing to do.
Okay.
But, and they're the ones who got me that .com name, because the people that built my webpage did, yeah, they got me a .net name.
Okay.
That's, anyway, but, you know, the company that built my webpage made the same mistake. They emphasized too much on the cleaning and not so much on the other stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not a cleaning company. And cleaning
Too
much much profit on.
I remember that, yep.
Yeah, yep. So, I just wanted to make sure that your people, and I was trying to find out if, if I got your people, access to my webpage, which is the .net, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for your Ears and Eye conversation.
Yep.
Then they theoretically shouldn't need to make that whole other webpage to be, in essence, a link to mine, right?
No, I wouldn't suppose they need to. I mean, you tell us, right? I mean, if you want another,
it's quite frankly, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off midstream here, but I'm actually paying them a certain amount every 2 or 3 months to maintain this webpage. So I'm wondering, is that something you guys are going to be doing? Or if not, is there something you guys can do? And if so, is there an extra charge for that? Because I'd be interested in cutting them out of the, you know, annual expenses altogether. Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys are doing that or not.
I've made sure to put here, I put even notes on your account just in case if you needed a website, we can go ahead and throw it in there for you. Okay. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I need a website. I mean, and if I do, it's not a cookie cutter though, obviously, because I have an e-commerce webpage I've already paid for. So I'm wondering if you guys can make that and tweak that and whatever, or if we have to do that, pre-website to be a glorified link to mine.
Here's the thing. When it comes to websites, it gets confusing to explain, so I'm going to try the best of my abilities here. That's why the first thing I always ask is, do you own the domain, right? If you own the domain, if you split ways from them, that means you should be able to take that, at least that name, right? So that way we're not confusing customers when they research you. Because people, you've been around for a little bit already. So if customers are looking for that website, we don't want to confuse them to have a whole other website, totally different name, and lose all the, opportunities.
Right.
So,
which is kind of what we're looking at right now, because the original webpage is something.net, and now we've got a .com here, and then we're sticking with the .com, but yeah, I guess how do we get my e-commerce webpage to be, I don't know, I guess I'm just wondering, are you guys going to, but do I still have to pay them to maintain this webpage and you guys market it, or are you guys like, I mean, are you I guess I just need to have more understanding of what you guys are doing. Anyway.
So, let me see here, because I'm reading the notes as well, too. We could link it. I mean, we can't do two websites, obviously. I mean, we could do one for you. Well, you got to let us know which one to do. Now, if I was to... I'm trying to see if I can find ways to...
Because altogether, I'd like to add out that... I'd like to minus out that extra page that it seems like we have to do. And just work on
exactly.
The one that I have. I think mine just needs a little tweaking, and it should be good to go, because it's an e-commerce webpage with products already uploaded and stuff. And
beautiful.
You know,
it'd
be a huge ordeal, I think, too. Can't try and change that or make another one.
This is what I suggest, then, because I already put it in here as pretty much... I can't use that word free, but technically it is, right? Because it's included in your package. So, for your e-commerce page, what I would suggest, scratch everything else. Let's take that e-commerce page and let's really make that, your bread and butter. So if you own that domain, take it, right? That way you're not paying monthly. You're not doing extra to these other guys, and you're working with one company that knows what they're doing, that you'd be able to track everything. So what we'll do is work on just that webpage only. Okay, that's the one that's .net. Am I right?
Right, yeah, that's the exact page.
Yep.
That other thing,
yep.
.com, was basically some kind of a page to get you to this .net page.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's kind of weird. Okay, let's take away the .com one. Let's keep with the .net. Let's have our guys, what I would suggest is for them to make a brand new website, right, just using a different platform. That's, I guess, I'm going to do a quote-unquote. So that way you can add things, see things for yourself. Our team can go ahead and make more modifications at will whenever you need them to. And we'll still use that same domain. So we're not changing the domain. We're just using a different platform to reinvent everything. That way it can make it very easy for you to maneuver, see everything, track everything, and for us to actually do everything. Because if they're trying to modify on someone else's platform, I'm going to tell you right now, you may have some issues. I'm just being straight up with you. Okay, so that's my suggestion. And as you could tell, I'm very straightforward, open book here. So,
well, that's right. Yeah, and that's why I joined with you guys. I got a little short with them earlier today, and I apologize. I want next time I talk to her, I will apologize in person. But I was just got done talking with bankers all day Friday, and most of today was bankers.
Yeah.
And, but I had just gotten bombarded with a whole bunch of local Splash emails, and it was a little overwhelming at the time. So,
you're good. All right.
Cool.
Well,
so,
that's okay.
So then what you're saying is that we're going to cut out that. Okay. So my e-commerce webpage is that something.net, but we're going to keep that webpage. And what you guys are going to do is drop that. Like, what do you guys, how do you refer to it as? That second page is really just a link to my webpage. Because it's got .com.
Cut out that whole extra stuff. Let's just work with the .net. Make that explode. That way, your customers know exactly what they're looking at. You know, no page to another link to another link to this and that. Just go with the .net. That's what I would suggest.
Are we going to be able to change the .net to that .com? Because I own the .com name too. So can we get that .com name on there? And that's the one I already have company signs made and business cards made too.
You know? Oh. Yeah, so as long as you own, again, it's all about owning that domain. So you own the domain.
I should be owning both of them, because I've been telling people as I've been going that I don't want to be leasing or renting or anything here.
Okay, cool.
I'm building this forever.
Okay, so again, I just want to make sure. I know when it comes to technical, they speak differently sometimes. So
I'm a little frustrated with this whole thing because I don't know what to ask, and then when they say something that does, I don't know if it's
they're so technical sometimes. Even I'm like, why won't they just say that they're gonna? Never mind. Anyway, it's okay. Well, we're on the same page here. No pun intended.
Nice.
I'm gonna leave notes on this one saying that you want to use the .com domain. We're gonna build a brand new web page. You're gonna use the .net one as a reference to what you want it to look like, how you want it to run. Make this thing work. Does that sound like a plan?
So, I mean, you guys are going to be making a whole new e-commerce page. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's what
you're
going to work to save
up,
you money? Okay.
Because then I would be cutting them out altogether.
Right.
I don't know.
if that's going to help save some money and drive the traffic better to you, then by all means, let them work some magic, let them build a website for you, see if what you like, what you don't like, make a decision from that, because it's included.
That's yeah, I don't know. I just sense that that's going to be, because, I mean, literally, those labels, you know, for the e-commerce page, it's already been, you know, labels have been uploaded and all sorts of things. I have a sense that that would actually cause a lot more work. Are you guys able to do something with that? And is it possible to convert the .com name to that one and get rid of the .net altogether?
So that's exactly what it is. So to clarify everything, think about your e-commerce page, right? We're going to make a brand new one, right, that's very identical to this one, using the .com domain, though, instead. That way, we cut off both. Does that make sense? Boom.
I guess, but that just sounds like it's a whole lot of extra work. Are you sure it's not easier to just get access to that one?
I will mention this. I leave a lot of notes on the accounts and everything, make sure it's very well communicated. I guess I'll leave that part to the text to see if which was a better call on that, but at least they know what to do.
Right,
and it's a clear picture. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because as of right now, they're like, well, what's going on here? You want a website or not? Yeah. You know, it's like, no, like, he wants a website. He just wants to make sure you understand what he wants.
Yeah, so, we're on the same page. Yeah, because the lovely lady who took all the information and everything seemed like I described everything that we do and then all that. Sounded like we're on the right page, but then today's stuff was just didn't really convince me.
Yeah, I feel that. All right, well, I'm leaving everything on here, and then what they're going to do, I know time crunch and everything like that, so today...
Yeah, and that's just my own concern. I mean, you guys, I don't want you guys to feel pressured, like, all this has to be done tomorrow. I just want you guys to know that if I'm going to be made the middleman and try and do the stuff in between, it's going to take a lot longer, and it's a good chance that I might just have to put everything on hold until after Christmas, that's going to start getting busy like later on this week already.
Yeah, well, excuse my language, but that one kind of sucks, right? We don't want any of that. That would be a whole waste. So we got to jump on it right now.
I would obviously have to try and keep like an hour or something a day or whatever I can do, but I don't know, push it off till Christmas, but it would delay things dramatically.
Okay, so the only thing I'm going to know that I know they're going to ask for is they're going to need access to that domain for the .com. So make sure you have that.
I mean,
that's
I'm
only going
to try and get to access to both of them just as I'm going through the process to get access.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get access to both, and then that way. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
well,
and having access to them is the username and password to something else, and is there some kind of a gateway number or some kind of magic number I should be asking for, you know?
I don't personally know. Yeah, these guys would know that stuff better.
I'm putting the term right when I tell them. I'm just, you know, what I should ask for.
Yep. So you're going to ask them, hey, listen, I'm putting it in here for you anyway, but you're going to say, hey, what John and I discussed, we're going to develop a new website using this domain, but I want to use this .net page as a reference to what I want it to look like. That's pretty much it. And then they're going to ask and say, okay, so for this domain, the .com, we're going to need permission to do access on this, or they're going to look at everything. And they're like, it might be easier if we just get access to this one. They'll come up with a plan from there, but at least we have a direct approach here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. Very good.
All right.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to try and get a hold of my webpage builder.
Okay.
And I'll let them know that I'm on the way of cutting them out, basically, and get access to that.
Okay, beautiful. And then I'm putting a reminder here for them for our website team to contact you within 24 hours as well. So hopefully it's not before when you contact your guys, but I'm assuming it's going to be after anyway. That way it gives you some time. You figure it out. They'll go over all that and tell them if it gets too confusing, just tell them, just read the notes what John put on the thing here and they'll know what to do. All right.
And so if I forward that email that you guys sent me today, then they should be able to follow those steps to get it to you guys. Is that in my...
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. All right, great, John. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're on the right track, and I
Right. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. I'm glad. I'm glad I got a call, too. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute here. Let me check this guy out. You know? So, all right.
All right, Chief. All right, you have a good evening. Thanks again.
You too, sir. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.